Hi, I'm Jim Stroud, and this is my podcast. Did you know that when you shop, Big Brother is watching? Major retailers spend a lot of money on a lot of technology to attract your business and persuade you to spend more and more and more and more and more of your money. While that may not come as a surprise to you, the extent of how deeply retail technology tracks you may have you raising your eyebrows. I'll share with you several case studies on how big data is being used to monitor your spending and persuade your buying habits right after this special message. DuckDuckGo is a search engine just like Google, and its main focus is users' privacy. If you have ever used this search engine, you already know what it can do for you. Now, whether you are a new DuckDuckGo user who is trying to learn what all this site can do, or you are someone who has already been using the site for some time, learning some of the search tips for this famous search engine will not hurt. Go to www.jimstroud.com/free to download the free ebook, 12 DuckDuckGo search tips you should know to boost productivity. Again, go to www.jimstroud.com/free to download the free ebook, 12 DuckDuckGo search tips you should know to boost productivity. Do it now. You'll be glad you did. When you become a preferred customer, join a loyalty program, use coupons, or visit a store, you are generating data that is being tracked and monitored, all in order to enhance your shopping experience. Here are some examples of how all that data is being used, according to Neil Patel, co-founder of Neil Patel Digital. A California fruit packing company warned Costco about the possibility of listeria contamination in its store fruits, peaches, plums, nectarines. Rather than send out a blanket warning to everyone who shopped at Costco recently, Costco was able to notify the specific customers that purchased those particular items. It first notified them by phone and followed up with a letter. Costco has been collecting reams and reams of user data even before big data was a marketing buzzword. In fact, they were able to help the Centers of Disease Control pinpoint the source of a salmonella outbreak back in 2010. Case study number two. Using data about women's shopping habits, Target was able to identify that women buying large quantities of unscented lotion, cotton balls, supplements, and washcloths might mean that these women are anywhere from a few weeks pregnant to very close to their due date. In one case, a teen was suddenly getting mailers from Target promoting cribs and bibs before she had even told her father about the pregnancy. Oops. Case study number three. The Weather Channel monitors the weather's impact on viewers' emotions. These predictive weather analytics look at trends based on location and guide advertisers on how and when to deliver their messages to help spur action. One such example was a partnership between Pantene, Walgreens, and the Weather Channel. Using data collected by the Weather Channel, Pantene and Walgreens were able to anticipate when humidity in the air would be at its highest, prompting women to seek out a product at their local drugstore to prevent frizz and fly away hair. This was branded as a hair cast and led to a 10% increase in sales of Pantene at Walgreens for the month of July and August, along with a 4% sales lift across the entire hair care category at Walgreens. Impressive. Case study number four. Another example involving the Weather Channel is of a local pizza chain getting a 20% response rate through the combination of a location-based text marketing campaign coupled with cold weather and the potential for power outages. After all, if you can't cook, why not order out? And finally, case study number five. During the busiest flight seasons, tens of thousands of passengers can become stranded every day. By looking at big data correlating weather conditions and flight cancellations, plus the fact that many travelers would be browsing on mobile devices, Red Roof Inn's marketing team did a promotional campaign targeting those areas most likely to be hit by a flight cancellation due to inclement weather. This ended up generating a 10% increase in business in those areas. These are all examples of big data in retail being used for good. However, there is a potential for it all being used in an unfair, creepy business advantage. Case in point, Target suffered a bit of embarrassment due to a Minneapolis news report from Care 11, which found Target's app changed its prices on certain items depending on if you are inside or outside of the store. Here's a clip from that news report.
I've always liked Target.
Miranda Arts is an avid Target shopper.
I was buying an epilator and it was $99.99 in the store. So I bought it.
But when she walked out to her car, she noticed something strange.
And I noticed my app was still open and it was still on that product. And when I got to my car, I noticed it said $69.99. I was a little confused. I thought maybe I misread it in the store or something.
So she got out of the car and went back inside the store.
And by the time I got to the front of the line with customer service, the app had gone back to $99.99.
Huh. Okay.
So I went back out to my car and again it went to $69.99. So I took a screenshot this time and brought it back in and got a price match.
I was fascinated by this story, so I read up on it and found a couple of quotes that I wanted to share with you. Both are from the Care 11 News website. Quote, in an email statement from Target, the company said, the Target app shows in-store pricing while in-store and online pricing while on the go. If a guest finds any item for a lower price across any of the ways they can shop Target, we'll price match it. End quote. And here's another quote. Quote, University of Minnesota Carlson School of Management Marketing Professor George John believes there's a little more going on than that. That particular experiment reveals so many interesting facts about our retail environment, said John. Somebody at Target programmed in an algorithm which says someone who is 50 feet within the store is willing to pay more. The most reasonable explanation is that you just reveal your commitment to buying a product. You're in the store or in the parking lot. If you are further away, you haven't quite committed, so I'm going to give you a juicier deal. That's why the price went up when you got closer to the store. End quote. So, all that being said, is Target now evil? Are they using their big data powers to get a creepy, unfair business advantage? I doubt it. I think it's all a matter of unintended consequences. Someone in a lab was probably experimenting with ways to bring greater value to Target customers, and this glitch happened. I'm inclined to believe that because I have yet to hear of a pattern of this type of behavior coming from Target. I'm also inclined to believe that there would be more unintended consequences from other major retailers leveraging big data because big data is not going away. That is the world we live in. Get used to it. If you love what you heard, hate what you heard, or don't know what you just heard, I want to know about it. You can reach me at my website, www.jimstroud.com. In addition to finding source material and related information for this podcast episode, you'll find other goodies that I hope will make you smile. Oh, before I go, please financially support this podcast with a little something in my virtual tip jar. There's a link in the podcast description. Your generosity encourages me to keep this podcast train chugging down the track,